see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and names. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program today. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this program, and we're back. Family, we're back. I am live today, and I just got over a particular family situation, we'll just say, for the past week. An immediate family member died, and so you know how that goes. I'm sure people have experienced this before. It's happened before in different families and so forth. So that's what I've been dealing with. For the past 3 months, 4 months, I guess. So anyway, that happened on Monday and is expected and what have you. Okay, so let's get on with work. Work has got to be done. It doesn't stop. Definitely not now. You can all see that. If you don't see it now, people out there don't see it. And now, those of you listening, I'm sure you already do. A lot of times when I'm talking, I'm preaching to the choir, because what I've discovered, even in family drama and what have you, people do not want to see the truth. Denial is a killer. Almost like a .357 Magnum. When you deny what's real, reality will sneak up on you. And then people say, well, I didn't see it coming. Well, no, you're not going to see it coming when you got blindfold on, you see. Doesn't happen. People like the blindfold because it's comfortable, it's safe, until the blindfold comes off. and I say, oops, well, oops, a little too late. When you say oops, you ever been to a doctor? And can you imagine a doctor that's, if you're awake and he's doing serious surgery and you wake up and the doctor says, oops, that's not a good sound. If he's looking at your x-ray, he points and says, oops. What do you mean, oops? What's oops mean? Oops, oops, what? It's not a good sound. You want to know what that means, don't you? Well, I like to talk about it before the person goes oops. So when you're expecting it, then you can take action. And action doesn't mean necessarily to stop what's coming. Delay it? Sure. Been delayed over and over and over. But there's a time coming to pay the piper. You know that 700,000 children are missing every year? 700,000! And just in one study alone. Over a million are missing. They account for 300,000, pretty much, for domestic reasons, whatever. But 700,000 are unaccounted for. And they can track DNA sequencing codes, and they can't find even half of the 700,000? I smell a little hanky-panky going on there. A little CIA hanky-panky that they see Child Protective Service. It's real child murder and abduction service. Oh, yeah. No question about that. When you start learning about conspiracies, or you learn about, or a family member dies, or something of that nature, your life changes to a certain extent. It's got to change. Because that person, that way of life, whatever it is, has a significant effect on your life. And when it's removed, things are going to change. That's expected. The first stage that someone goes through pretty much is shock, or characterized by thinking, could this really be happening? Is this true? To your loved one. Could this really be happening in America? Whatever it is. Whatever it is, significant. Is this really happening? It's the first stage you go through. Second stage is when you find out, well, yeah, it is happening. Then you go through a non-belief or denial stage. Man, that's a killer, too. Sir, we think you have cancer. No, I don't. Mom, dad, uncle, whatever, you need to go to the doctor because that spot, that I don't know what you're talking about. That's nothing. All that is denial. Not only on the people involved, but also an individual that's affecting. It's denial. Denial don't change a thing. It just makes it worse. Every single time. You see what I'm doing? I'm comparing the realization of a new world order that exists to the loss of a loved one. That significant loved one. It's very closely exactly the same thing. First stage is shock, or could this really be happening in America? First thing is shock. Could this really be happening to my whatever, whoever it is? Second stage is, I don't believe this. I just don't believe that this person is going to die. I don't believe that this is going to happen. I don't believe this is happening to me. I don't want to know about this. You want to see the results of the slab? No, I don't want to see them. You know, there's a new world order. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You see, denial. Third stage is acceptance, once you realize it's true. Kind of a sick in the stomach feeling of sorts, realizing that this is real. A rude awakening, you might say, is a third stage, give or take. I call it the rude awakening, rude realization. It's real. For both. The fourth stage, once you've had this rude awakening, the fourth stage is depression and fear. That's what gets you right here. Whether it's the individual that's affecting the cancer or the whatever it is, but also the family members on the world stage. The realization that, yeah, the Illuminati is real, the Jesuits, the Freemasons are part of this at the highest level, the Knights of Malta, here we go, the Illuminati, the Vatican, Dan Brown, all this sort of thing. The New Order is real, and it is, by the way. So whether it's a medical thing with a family member or death or car accident, whatever, or whether it's a world stage study of the New World Order and what have you, they realize it's real. As a rude awakening has passed, now you're aware. This is what happens to the individual if they don't have Jesus Christ in their heart. If they get depressed and are very fearful of their future, sets in. Those that research the New World Order, conspiracy theorists that don't have Jesus in their life, and they start getting into all this new stuff. Did you hear about the history has changed, all this stuff? New World Order, Illuminati, all that stuff. And they really get into it and realize how powerful it is for now. You lose a lot of good researchers and truth tellers there that realize how massive it really is. But when you know the end, which you do know the end, because the King James Bible tells you. Joint Chief of Staff, once they stop being stupid, and they realize what they're really up against, and I mean that sincerely. They got their head, no pun intended. Well, yes, there is a pun intended. They got their head in the stars, and not in the reality. Not at all. They're fooled by these extraterrestrials that they call extraterrestrials or not. At all. They're extra-dimensional. Called demons. Fallen angels. That's the truth. Once they realize what they're dealing with, then they'll find out a way to deal with it. Isn't that kind of normal? If you find out what you're dealing with, you can deal with it. But you got to find out first. And they sure haven't. Because a lot of them are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations at the highest level, that is the enemy. And they are the enemy of themselves. But those that see the massiveness, and this is how, in the fourth stage, when they start realizing they're given a briefing at the Congress, a new congressman comes in, he's briefed at what really is going on, or a new general comes in and he hasn't been told, he's told at one of the levels of Freemasonry, what's really happening and how what really is the story behind it all. They see how massive it really is. They lose their faith in God. They lose their faith in themselves. Oh, absolutely. They hide it under their so-called military decor, but it's baloney. They become fearful like little children. And they say, I better join them and play golf with them too. And that's where you become a Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or Freemason, or they just remain quiet and say, I better be quiet. Because instead of depression and fear, that's not an option in the military. So you join. That's what happens to them. Not everybody's asked to join. Others just fade away because of depression and fear. And they say, I'm just not going to rock the boat. It's called being politically correct. To save your career, but it won't save your butt. That's profound. Remember it. The fifth stage and final one, well, actually, no, next to the final. The fifth stage, when you're doing the study of the New World Order, or the fifth stage or so of realizing this loved one has got cancer, or this loved one is going to die in 3 weeks or something, or whatever, or a car accident, and they died and you're angry at somebody, whatever. The fifth stage is just that, anger. Sometimes a person gets angry at the person that died. Sometimes they get angry at the person that killed them, or they get angry at the doctors. They get angry at God. Get angry. You got to get angry at somebody. They blame themselves. All kinds of things going on. In the New World Order study, this anger leads to a fire in the heart determination in a lot of cases. And they capitalize. The Illuminati, globalists, capitalize on this one to save our country, or at least die trying. Here we go. Four three-cornered hats and all that. They don't understand what they're dealing with. They feel this patriotic fervor to keep people blinded by hate and patriotism and whatever. They don't realize it's an idol. However, you don't sit and do nothing. You do something, but pick the right steps to take. To do that, you need to know the enemy. Realistically, not all this fluffy stuff. There's a quote by Edmund Burke says, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. There's always something you can do. A revolution is not an option. They will do the revolution and pretend it's part of the patriotism. And they will be lying to you when they do this, if they do it this time. Because it's been 6 tries already since 1933. Oh, yeah. FDR is one of the worst of them. Richard Nixon was going to try military takeover of the U.S. government. The U.S. military secret societies are planning to take over now. They will fail. Even when they win, they will fail. No matter if they win, don't matter. For them, it's a lose-lose. They don't realize that yet. They will. The Rockefellers are targeted. The Council of Foreign Relations leaders will be targeted because there's a fight among the Illuminati about who's in charge. They've already started targeting the Rockefellers. I've mentioned many times before, years I've talked about this, that Psalms 34:21 tells you right there, "And the evil shall slay the wicked." And they are doing it, just like it says. But not just the Bible. In chapter 15, of their own writing, their own plan, in chapter 15 of the protocols, they are going to execute all Freemasons and all secret society members. It will happen. They've already started doing it. Accidents, suicides, natural causes. It's already started. I've warned people about this over and over and over. It's written down. It's in black and white, or whatever color of your screen which you read the protocols on. It's all there, man. They're telling you what they're going to do. But people are still in denial. Or they have some misled acceptance that they're part of a winning team, and they're not whatsoever. The winning team that they're on is showing them a lie that this winning team, they will turn on them. All those that join, they're not part of the secret society, part of the royal families, will die. And they'll die as if by some illness, and they'll never even know the death sentence that's been pronounced upon them. It's happening now. It's already happening. The final and sixth stage is a desire to fix or to inform. To try to fix it, to maybe stop it if you can. Or to inform others. Become informed about it, whatever. Now that closely matches the actual steps that you go through in mourning of a lost loved one. But in those 6 stages, there's a 7th one that I've added along the way. And to realize that the solution, the grand solution, in every case, and the only solution is 2 Chronicles 7:14. But aligned with that one is the realization that the only solution is Jesus Christ in the supernatural way. There's no other solution that's going to work. It's not going to happen. To share the gospel of praying, fasting, and the old way, the new way is being led by the very enemy that you're up against. On both sides, they control both sides of this drama in our world today. They control both sides. You have no friendlies out there. You have Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin and whatever. They're not on your side. None of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus are on your side. They're on the side of the secret societies. And they will be exterminated. They will be executed. It's already in their planning process of the Great White Brotherhood. It will happen, and there's nothing they can do about it. Only thing they can do about it at the highest level is accept Jesus and renounce that blood oath that they had taken in the secret societies. Otherwise, they're going down. That's a promise and a guarantee. Scriptures will come true. Nobody's going to change it. They're trying to, but it's not going to happen. It's impossible. If they think they can beat God, man, you got some insane, nutty people up there in the highest level. If they think they can beat the Creator at his own game, how dumb is that? Really? How arrogant do they think they are? Arrogance is going to send them to hell. I don't fluff my words at all. Yeah, I've had a little bit of a week and a half, 2 weeks of drama, whatever, but nah. I come back, hit the ground running every single time. Because the truth has got to be told somehow. No matter how few or how many, it's got to be told in the air. Because it's going to get serious, more serious than you can imagine. Right now, you look around, you go to the store, you go to Food Lion, you go to Winn-Dixie. Or they still exist? Winn-Dixie? I don't know. Whatever. They keep coming and going. And you see everybody just normal. Hello, how are you? Oh, fine. Great. You're going to, oh, yeah, we plant little seeds. Everybody just have no idea what's going on around them. Not a clue. Oh, the government's so corrupt. Yeah, I know. All right, hey, nice talking to you. I got to go. They don't even want to know. That's why the tribulations are coming, to wake them up. Oh, it's going to wake them up, too. Ain't no way around it. All the denial in the world won't change it. But Jesus Christ can help you accept it when it really gets down to it. Let's get around to it, and let's dedicate the broadcast. And let's complete what I was talking about on Friday the 13th back then. A little refresher would work for a while. And then on Monday, I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to expose the churches for what they really are. And the tricks that they're using, and I mean tricks that they're using in the pulpits of all denominations, are going to keep you away from Jesus Christ. Me talking about Jesus is one thing. You can talk about using the name all you want. Oh, he loves Jesus. Why? He mentions it on his broadcast, or whoever it is. He even talks about the King James Bible. But what they're not doing is they're not promoting people to take action. Isn't that sneaky? Just because the preacher, the radio broadcaster, or TV evangelist, whatever, says the word Jesus, that doesn't mean a thing. I had someone tell me, but I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. Yeah, well, so does Satan. Believing in God isn't all there is. Satan believes in God too. Does that mean he's saved? No, it does not. And it's not going to happen. The demons even believe in Jesus. They know Jesus. They named him. Are you here before our time, Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus, Son of God, are you here before, torment us before our time? They know their time is coming. They didn't say, are you going to, can you save us? They didn't say that at all, did they? In the Bible, no. They know it's coming. There's no salvation for them or the fallen angels. It's what hell was created for. It wasn't created for humankind. Humankind ends up going there because they reject Jesus. Where is she going to go? Your people's choice. To accept Jesus or reject him. Joint Chief of Staff, Congress, and CEOs and scientists and whatever, Harvard professors, they don't make any difference who, would do well to learn this lesson. Because all their intelligence will send them to hell. It will not do, all the good deeds in the world will not get them out of hell. But Jesus Christ will. It's that serious, family. Dedicate the broadcast. Lord, a lot of prayers coming your way, Father, and we'll send them again. Lord, we pray to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in his name. And Father, we thank you for your blessings that you give us. And Lord, to use that Holy Spirit to give us that guidance and discernment and wisdom to see those blessings. To Father, come into our life through all this drama and all this, these events that's happening, to open up our eyes with your discernment and with wisdom to be able to talk, to be able to understand the events of today. The Father, to give the watchman, Father, the opportunities, the divine appointments, the wisdom, discernment to tell the truth, to give them the courage to speak out. Father, we pray for loved ones as are lost. We pray for the families that experience losses. Father, we pray that these losses that occur, the tragedies, the deaths, the events in people's lives will lead them to a path of truth, of knowledge, and more wisdom. We ask you, Father, to bring families together with tragedies and events, to use it opposite of what Satan wants to do, to divide, to use them, Father, to bring people together under your name. We pray for our veterans that's coming back, Lord, to protect their bodies from these drugs, these psychotropic drugs, and these implanted microchips that's in their bodies that they don't know about. That, Lord, that you'll silence those voices in the head to the technology that's putting it there, the voices they can't tell other people about. They follow your protector bodies. You set up divine appointments that they'll hear the gospel and be converted. We pray for children over this next couple of days, especially to take down these fortresses of Wicca rituals and to turn them into chef. Father, to destroy these rituals, to take away their sacrifices of children, of adults, and those that's being identified for the sacrifices that's going to happen in the next few days. The Lord give comfort, knowledge, wisdom to those that's going to be affected by these ritualistic events. And Father, to take away, strip down the protection of these Wicca, of these Luciferian, of these Illuminati, of the royal families, to strip down their protection and unveil who they really are. Father, we call upon you to give courage to these preachers, those in the pulpit, the rabbis and the priests, to step away from the lies, to step away from the untruth, to step into the King James Bible and the true word of God to be preached. That we need that supernatural influence and wisdom discernment. Father, we pray for our leaders to wake up, to become whistleblowers themselves and once and for all tell the truth. We pray for an anointing, Father, of the Holy Spirit, to get us ready for those end times. And these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory ever. Amen. Well, family, I know I took a week off or two or something. I don't know. It's off and on. But I am back. And this is live today for those that may be joining us now. I covered very quickly on 13th, 4 to 6 broadcast, about the events, the end time events, or rather, excuse me, the events set up by the Illuminati, the globalists, and what's really going on, about how they set up this New World Order. This is really what's on the top level. It's all coming to fruition, little by little. I'd mentioned that these five steps, the five D's, is what the Bilderberg Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, the UN, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Gorbachev Foundation, sat around a round table, representatives of each, and discuss objectives, plans, milestones of these five steps. All your media is canned. Your Limbaughs and Hannitys and all these family. The entire ABC, NBC, Fox TV, all of your major news at the highest level on TV, all of it is controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. Congressional records confirm this, 1915. And have always, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in 1915. That was the start of it. And ever since then, until today, the Illuminati furnished editors to monitor everything printed. In 1950, the Chicago Tribune had published articles that were not well managed by the Illuminati, and a lot of good things come out in 1950s in the media that told the truth. Then, of course, Vietnam period, they tightened down on the Chicago Tribune and other places and made sure that didn't happen again. 1921 was the founding, thereabouts, of the Council of Foreign Relations by the Rockefellers and the Royal Institute of International Affairs by the Rothschilds, the German, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, not a Jew at all. Ashkenazi. Man, they're not even Jews. They're fake Jews. Disinherited Jews. But the enemy is secret societies. The Italian Illuminati, the German Illuminati, all different nationalities are involved. Not just the Ashkenazi, Khazars, everybody else that are secret societies. They keep leaving them out, the Vatican. Sounds crazy, don't it? It's actually true. The five-step program to change the world into a new world order is to, number one, a summary, to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Now you see why they're so hot and heavy over gay marriages. It's not about equal rights and all that silly mess. It has nothing to do with it. That's used as a trick, a trigger, an excuse. Feminism, gay rights, all this, and they're using folks that have no idea that they're being used as pawns in a much, much bigger game. They're infiltrated in movements, organizations, logos, flags, whatever, to capitalize on that psyop called patriotism. It's been used since the Magna Carta. The Illuminati brought us the Vatican. The Illuminati, Freemasons, brought us the Declaration of Independence as a tool to start the process. It wasn't about liberty at all. Liberty was used as a trigger to galvanize Americans. But Americans didn't know it back then. Freemasons did. That's how they use, they incite the emotions of the people. That's how it really works. I got a quote for you. I just don't make this stuff up. Quote. This is a quote. Goes back a long time ago. Beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor, for patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch and the blood boils with hate and the mind was closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizens, infused with fear, blinded by patriotism, will offer up all the rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar, unquote, Julius Caesar. It's always worked. And they use this. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, both of them were Satanists. Oh, yes, they are. Absolutely. Edward Bernays coined the term, fight for freedom. They planned the three world wars. I said three world wars. Before 1873. They planned the wars in 1850. Conceptual terms to lay the groundwork for three world wars in the 20th century. They planned between 1850 and 1870s. Isn't that a hoot? Were we fighting for our rights in World War I and II? Sure. How about the Civil War? Yeah. Because they created the enemy. The enemy was not arbitrary. The enemy was created so we would have to fight. That's the difference. Through Freemasonry, the Illuminati, Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, 1840s, passed on documents from Adam Weishaupt that wrote them in 1776 to set up all these wars, planned ahead. You all getting the idea here? This is all documented. This is virtually irrefutable history. It's just not included in your history books. You didn't learn this in world history. You didn't learn this in U.S. history. And those books are worthless. This can be destroyed in minutes. I can't believe, it really is so surreal. That if you were to say, you got out of high school and went to college. And where are you going to college? I'm going to Harvard. You are. Yes, I'm going to Harvard. What are you going to do? I'm going to be a doctor of history. I'm going to be a professor. Okay, so they continue their history studies in Harvard or Yale or wherever. Don't make any difference, any one of them. It just blows my mind that they can study this history knowing it's false, made up, absolutely true. It is false, made up history that they're being taught at the highest level of colleges. The history was pre-planned in our country. And it was written about by the very people that planned it. Now, what does that tell you, Sherlock or Columbo? What does it tell you about the history that they're going to write about? You think they're going to tell the truth? And what I'm telling you here is all true. Well, actually, let me give you a quote from a famous president, just to show you that I'm on the level here. It's just not me ranting and a raving. Let me give you a quote, updated. Okay, well, I want that one. Oh, here we go. How about Abraham Lincoln? Does that work for you? Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote, about the Civil War, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the North and South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North." Remember that. None of them would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on a promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. You will find that quote in Charles Chitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, and the Wycliffe Press, Protestant Truth Society, Wycliffe Avenue, and tells you where, 1885, he quotes that, page 388. Now, that brings to mind something to me. I find very interesting. Quote, "Neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on a promise to the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, money and arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal." The Japanese were told the same thing. Oops. Uh-oh. And the Russians were told the same thing, except the Jesuits pulled the support from Russia to make sure they lost the war in 1904. It was planned in the 1860s, excuse me. If y'all hear what I'm saying, I should be able to look at who's out there and see jaws dropping. I didn't say drawers, I said jaws dropping. I got something else for you. That's very, very similar. How about this one? As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry in the first police action. And the quote is as follows from the Chicago Tribune in 1950. The members of the council, that's on foreign relations, should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war. And the fresh, that's World War II then. And the fresh blood of the present one. That's the Korean War. Unquote. That's an unquote. As a matter of fact, General Douglas MacArthur in his diary, is that high enough for you? He said, I quote General Douglas MacArthur, his own writings. The possibility of Red China's entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men. Unquote. Family, do you understand what I've just read? What year do you think, month is this? Is it June? What's the sacrifice month of the Soltis? June. And when did Washington issue an order to neutralize Formosa to stop the advance of the free Chinese into the communist Chinese, and they would have taken over Red China and made it democratic? But the Jesuits, the Vatican, controlled by the Italian Illuminati, I had to include that Pepe Orsini is today the one controls the Italian Illuminati. I don't know who it was back then. Gave an order to Washington to neutralize and stop Chiang Kai-shek from making China free. They had to use communism for the 1960s in Vietnam. You understand what I'm saying to y'all? These are all facts. You can't stop or deny what's being said already. So, according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim communist China, but he also ordered the American fleet into the Straits of Formosa to make sure it happened. Wonder what the soldiers and General Puller and the others that were caught in the frozen chosen of reservoir would have thought if they'd have known that our own government stopped the advance of 500,000 free Chinese to stop the invasion of Red China into North Korea, would have said if they had known this. So, protected by the U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to aid the attack on the South. That's 9 divisions. They even denied help from Chiang Kai-shek even after that of 33,000 troops he could send to South Korea to help. In 5 days, the State Department denied it. Now, here comes a connection. Remember what Lincoln said? Neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on a promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. How about this? You see, it's obvious our State Department, it's not the American government. American government's a puppet government of a colony. Oh, for goodness sakes. The President of the United States has no executive powers at all. That's a lie and a facade that he does. It's obvious the State Department was on acting on behalf of someone else other than the American military. There was a North Korean official. He claimed that he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. I will quote General Lin Pao, L-I-N-P-I-A-O. He says, and I quote, "I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my line of supply and communication," unquote. Sound a little familiar? In every single cotton-picking war, every doggone one of them, those lying Jesuits, Knights of Malta, high-level Freemasons that lie to their own people, are part of this murderous scheme. General Lin Pao was a general in the Red Chinese Army and fought against the United States and Korea. And you know that House Minority Leader Joseph Martin, he also expressed his, dismay, his disgust at the administration's apparent desire not to win the war in Korea by such tactics as not allowing the bombing of strategic military targets. Does that sound a little familiar? Haiphong Harbor? Iraq, Afghanistan? Sound a little familiar? Vietnam? Joseph Martin said, and I quote Joseph Martin, "If we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys," unquote. Did that ever happen? No. It's a lie and placating the American public to say, "We've got to impeach the president. We're going to impeach Elmer Fudd, Slickety Stick, whatever." It's all just a play of words. It's never intended to happen. And if they do, like they did Nixon, no problem. They set you up, like they did Spiro Agnew, with false charges of bribery and some other false claims, instead of killing him like they were going to do. Oh, they're going to kill Spiro Agnew. A unit from LAPD was going to assassinate Spiro Agnew. I got this documented in September 73. But instead of killing him because the operation failed to happen, they brought in a cousin of Richard M. Nixon by the name of Gerald Ford, was a cousin of Nixon. Like Duck Dynasty, the fake Christians, who are going to write their own Bible in October next year. They can't do that. They have no authority to write another Bible. It's going against God. Therefore, fake Christians. Well, they bring in Gerald Ford, cousin of Nixon, so they could impeach Nixon and then pardon Nixon to placate the American public. And it worked perfectly. "I did not tell any lies." How'd y'all like that? Family, it disgusts me. I love America and I love my country and all that sort of thing, but I've realized what's really going on, the reality. I can't deny the truth. Evidence is clear. A planned defeat in Vietnam is clear. Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp, more evidence for you. I quote, "From the beginning, we should have closed the harbor of Haiphong and prevented all the vital imports from reaching that area. Instead, we permitted them to import all the necessities of war without any difficulty whatsoever, despite the fact that we controlled the seas. This was a great mistake, of course, and immeasurably increased the casualties that our side incurred," unquote, Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp. You know why they did that? Because the industrial complex, the one that's pretending to be patriotic and take over Obama's administration, it's the same. They just carry from one family next to the next. They were shipping weapon parts, equipment, to Russia and the other Eastern Bloc countries so they could provide it to the VC against their own troops. Just like the glycerol factory, the plans that they gave Russia to build the glycerol, to provide the VC for their booby traps in Vietnam in 1966. Well, I got the evidence right. I got the quotes actually from a State Department pamphlet, how they said it was against American interests for any American businessmen or businesses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries. They sent out a pamphlet in 1966 of August declaring it was against American government interest, if they boycotted the Eastern Bloc countries to make sure that trade would go on. Dr. Anthony Sutton concluded, quote, "The guns, the ammunition, the weapons, transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from American subsidized economy of the Soviet Union," unquote. Family, I got evidence of the yin-yang. Again, as in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for some American businessmen to profit. It's not about Americans. Not about patriotism. This is about the Illuminati, high-level Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., etc. Did you know, in World War I, one of the families that reaped the exorbitant profits were the Rockefellers. They were very eager for the United States to enter World War I. They made far more than $200 million from that conflict. Man, I can just go on and on. We funded Hitler in 1928 through IG Farben, chemical cartel. Through Wall Street, through IG Farben, to Hitler, Nazi, they funded fully Hitler. You understand what I'm saying? A longer quote from the Chicago Tribune. Quote, begin. "The members of the council are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They have used their prestige, that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. Here we go. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II. Y'all getting the idea here what I'm trying to get across to you? The reality of what's going on is not being told to you almost nowhere in the news. It's all backwards. I mean, major newspapers, major programs on TV are completely false and can be proven, but people are in denial. Even despite the evidence. For me, that's the most frustrating thing. Now, I mentioned on what's going on today is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the UN here shortly. But right now, I'm going on fumes. I'm letting the Lord lead me today because I wasn't really sure to talk about today on Friday, because Monday I want to start a series again and expose a lot next week, as I'll continue to do so. In the past, what's happened is also the present, what's going to happen. Because as I've tried to prove here in the past few minutes, past hour, is how there's nothing new under the sun, because it's planned that way. It's not this ridiculous notion of karma. I don't know about you, but I put karma on my ice cream. There's no such thing as karma. That's a bunch of baloney. There's either supernatural forces, good or evil. That's what it really boils down to. I'm telling you right now. Family, talking about the Council of Foreign Relations. I bet you I couldn't find any golfing partners these days. I don't play golf anyway. Family, when you tell the truth, you got to tell the whole truth. You can't hold anything back, even if you agree with it or not. When the truth is there and you have evidence for it, you are obligated to tell the truth. And boy, I'm telling you, you're not being told the truth in the news today. Almost 99%. They're not telling you about the true reasons why these things are happening. And to be able to deal with it, to be able to win, you got to know what you're fighting. And you're not being told. On the highest level. Council of Foreign Relations.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
I don't find that very funny. I don't find him funny either. I find it pathetic that our governments are part of this Luciferian agenda, this New World Order, secret society's agenda that goes back thousands of years. This is what's really going on. For them, it's a joke. Depopulation, Club of Rome, vaccinations, chemtrails, all that's real. Cancer was produced in the laboratory. HIV was produced in the laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the late 1970s. Oh, yeah. Now, they're coming out with the truth, by the way. They have to tell you the truth before they do it. I've been talking about this HPV shot. It's killed well over 144 girls. It's designed to sterilize your children. It's designed to cause miscarriages. HCD is naturally in the body, produced when a woman gets pregnant. And then the HCD is also in the vaccination. When the two collide, it causes a miscarriage. Your Wicca or your Eastern Star or your Freemason doctors, nurses will not tell you this. I've got a study on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, about HPV. The purpose of it is to sterilize and cause miscarriages to fulfill the agenda of NSSM 200 by Kissinger and late Alexander Haig. Continued on with Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Bob Carter, Globe 2000, for depopulation. Bill Gates is part of it with the vaccine money he's produced. Lucifer, he was one Luciferian, just like Bill Clinton and the rest of them. Buchanan, the whole doggone lot of them. Knights of Malta. Witchcraft is part of it. Luciferian agenda. They're the ones that wear the robes. Recently, the lead vaccine developer of Gardasil and Cervarix says doesn't work or dangerous and weren't tested. I don't want to have to tell you I told you so, but I'm going to anyway. I told you so. Dr. Diane Harper, the lead researcher of the development of the human papillomavirus vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, she made a surprising announcement at the 4th International Press Conference on Vaccinations. It took place in Reston, Virginia, on October the 2nd through the 4th in 2009. The speech was supposed to promote the Gardasil and Cervarix vaccines, but she turned on her corporate bosses in a public way. And when questioned about the presentation, members remarked that they came away with the feeling that the vaccines should not be used. Never mind the fact that Japan, India, and one other country, can't think of the top of my head, but India and Japan stopped using HIV, HPV vaccine because it was killing people. It was killing girls. They have it for young boys, too. It's to sterilize your young boys, to sterilize your children for the next generation. And for those that have, they get pregnant when they're 21, 22, 23, and thereabouts, will cause miscarriages in addition to that. She explained in her presentation that the risk, cancer, cervical cancer risk in America is already extremely low. Oh, it was France, India, and Japan. Stop using it. Now, we hear about Arab Spring when they rise up and go against the government. Yay, they'll do all that stuff, right? So we get a hint. They talk about other things that other Greece does. And we rise up, oh yeah, Iceland, they get rid of the bankers. All this silly mess. It's a bunch of baloney. And yet you have three countries that stop using HPV. The evidence is out there. No mother, nobody saying a word. Your Ron Pauls and all these others aren't saying a doggone word about stopping it. Why? All for the triumph of evil is the good men do nothing. Now, I will say for Texas, hooray, hooray, that Governor Perry, that wacko, Governor Perry was going to pass and did for 2 months, mandatory for 9 to 12-year-old girls to had to get the vaccination in Texas 2009. It has passed for 2 months, and the citizens of that state, parents and whoever else, got together and stopped it. I know for a fact that three other states were ready to jump on it. What does that mean? Well, their trick at the legal realm of administration, passing bills and all this other mumbo-jumbo that they do, they get one state to pass same-sex marriage, one state to pass euthanasia for your child like Oregon, one state to pass legalizing marijuana, one state to pass, I don't know, not to kill the bullfrog, whatever it is, don't matter. Then they'll have four or five states to jump on it in concert, and then they'll come up with some kind of, well, too many frogs are killed, so we got to come up with a group to stop the killing of the frogs or whatever it is. And they'll have a federal court case and the federal rule for the not killing the frogs, or whatever it is. And they'll make it federal. Isn't that tricky how they do this? The Freemasons and the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and these guys, that's how they do it. Man, we fall for it every single doggone time. Every time you fell for it. Every time. Euthanasia for a child is not speculative. It is a fact. Belgium laid the groundwork. Oregon and 3 or 4 other states are going to jump on it. So your children can commit euthanasia, and you can't stop them. And if you try to stop them, the state will take over and arrest you. That is already being done. You understand this? I'm not speculating here at all. International Rights of the Child is sneaking up on you. They're going to have it again for us to sign. And when it's signed, they will take your children away from you. I talked about that last week, or week before last. Now, what I'm talking about is going to anger a lot of people. Some people will think I'm crazy, but you can deny it won't, but you won't escape the facts. You can run away. Call me crazy if you want, but the facts say otherwise. You see? And I'm not going to soften up the blow. If I lose listeners, I'm not going to soften it up. I'm not going to pity-pack-paddywhack. Ain't going to do it. I'm not politically correct, and I intend on never being politically correct. Never. You see? Being politically correct is a coward's way out. It's going to cause you problems, though. Get ready for them. You know, in fact, 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment within a year. And you know the number rises well over 90% in 2 years? Harper, Dr. Harper, also mentioned that the safety angle, that all trials of the vaccines were done on children age 15 and above, despite them currently being marketed for 9-year-olds. Part of this article is being written. 15,037 girls were reported adverse side effects from Gardasil alone to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. Now, I can go on and on about this. It's a show in itself. At the time of this writing of this article, from the VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, this number reflects only parents who underwent the hurdles required for reporting adverse reactions. At the time of writing, 44 girls had officially known to have died from these vaccines. When are you all going to wake up? Well, Thomas, there's 350 million people in America and 44 girls. Really? So let's say one of those girls is your girl, your daughter. Does that make it any better? Say there's one death in the entire country and it's your daughter. Now let's hear what you say. One is one too many. Don't tell me there's 350 million people and how many girls and only 44 died. I don't want to hear that garbage. That's called denial. It's cowardly. The reported side effects include Guillain, or I cannot pronounce some of these words, Barre syndrome, paralysis lasting for years or permanently, Barrain, Guillain, I'm sorry, sometimes this pronunciation stuff gets me, G-U-I-L-L-A-I-N, Barre syndrome, is paralysis lasting for years or permanently, sometimes causing suffocation, lupus, seizures, blood clots, brain inflammation. Parents are not told this. You know why? Because some of the doctors and nurses are under a blood oath not to say a word. You know, about 8 in every 10 women who've been sexually active will have HPV at some stage of their life. Normally, there's no symptoms. And in 98% of cases, it clears itself. But in those cases where it doesn't and isn't treated, it can lead to precancerous cells, which may develop in cervical cancer. But the vaccines don't stop it. From the manufacturer's own admission, the vaccine only works on 4 strains out of 40 for a specific venereal disease that dies on its own. So the chance of the vaccine actually saving an individual is about the same as the chance of being struck by a meteorite. They don't tell you that now, do they? kind of goes back to the 1950s when doctors were promoting cigarette smoking as a means to obtain better lung health. Despite the fact they came up with candy cigarettes for your children. I just can't wait to go to the store this afternoon and buy me some. Oh, love candy cigarettes, don't you? Candy cigarettes? How sick is that? So your little child at 5 or 6, Mom, can I have a candy cigarette? Little Elmer Fudd here, before he was growing up, was raised on candy cigarettes. To get him ready to be an adult. I'm a Marlboro man. I ride a horse. I'm tough. Next, we're going to have Rambo. I smoke Camels, and my name's Rambo. And then you have, for the women, cigarettes, Tipperellos. I am a classic lady of the 50s. Look at me smoking. Here you go. Well, they don't tell you about aluminum oxide, aluminum in the cigarettes, because you see, Reynolds Tobacco, Reynolds, they are Illuminati. Hey, that's like the little three little pigs going to the market, and one of the big bad wolves is there saying, come on up here to the meat market. No, don't worry about it. Same thing. Cigarettes were designed to kill. So was snuff. You don't believe me? Talk to those who have their teeth, their mouth, and cancer destroyed. Then tell me. Designed by the Illuminati. So many areas they've designed. You know Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola, if you take it, do this sometime. It's unbelievable. You boil it on the stove. All the moisture out of it. Coke. No, not drugs, Coke. Coca-Cola, 1860s when it came out. You had cocaine in the Coca-Cola? Had cocaine in it. That's a fact. In the formula in 1960s, up to 1970s, 1980s. But anyway, Coca-Cola, you boil it down, all the water out of it, just boil it till it can't boil anymore. Look at the sludge at the bottom of the pan. Forget the pan anymore. Use a stainless steel one. You have a ton of sludge that's all burned sugar. And you want to talk about overweight people when they drink? Hey, little Elmer. Yeah, Mama. You want your Diet Coke for lunch or for breakfast? Well, yes, Mama. Give me some ham and eggs and the Coca-Cola. Okay, little Elmer. And Elmer weighs 400 pounds today. Why? Because he drank Coke for supper, Coke for dinner, and Coke for breakfast. It's got a ton of sugar. Sugar kills your immune system. Raw sugar. And they put in Coke. Now, so what they did was, for the cigarettes, candy cigarettes, and the commercials and all that stuff, or for the Coca-Cola, they put cocaine in it, man. Cocaine in the formula gets you addicted to it. Yeah, sure did, man. And once everybody's addicted to it, they took you off of it. Because already it's part of the culture. It's like the energy drink that they have today was back then Coca-Cola. Come on now, family. Wake up here, y'all. Don't fall asleep. Get your jaw put back on your teeth. Because, family, I'm telling you the darn truth. UN. Now, what I've told you so far is there are little tricks. You can deny them all you want. But the evidence is clear, and I've given you clear-cut evidence, man. Slam dunk. And you can go to my archives, pull this up, and prove me wrong. Go on ahead. Give it a whirl. I'm not making anything off of this except my desire to want to tell you the truth, and I do it for free. I don't sell CDs, DVDs. I don't sell books, sell nothing. No silver, no gold, no freeze-dried food or whatever. I don't do none of that stuff. I'm not here to make no money. any money, whatever money, I don't care, whatever it is. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, that which is God, and God I render my allegiance to in Jesus Christ, because that is who has won already on the cross of Calvary. What am I talking about now, mixing religion, politics, all that? No, I'm not. What I'm telling you is, I'm telling you how Satan, how the fallen angels, how the, well, if you want to call them aliens, go ahead, how the Illuminati, the secret societies, have planned to kill you. Now, to me, that's important. But what they don't realize is, they're planning their own death as well. Because once the Great White Brotherhood, that's the hierarchy, has total control of this world government, they will start the extermination of all members of secret societies. They will no longer need you. They will kill you. That's a promise. It will happen. At some point, they decide, and God will allow it, and all the good deeds you've done won't count one penny. Not one lead penny will count for you. Good deeds will count nothing. It's when you take Jesus as your Savior is the only way you're going to get through this on an eternal basis. I had to give a little bit of a speech or talk on a family member that passed away this week after 4 months of fighting. And this special person in family life, we'll just put it, well, my dad, anyway, was into investments and studying stuff and all this. And when I was a child and when I got in college, you'd read the paper about all the, you know, stock market and all this and all that. And so I said, when I was in college, I said, oh, that's interesting. I got in the Marine Corps. He had, you know, I was older, 21, 25, 30 years old, whatever. He started teaching me, you know, there's this market up, that left, right, front and center, whatever. So you got kind of where you could read the, you know, the stock market winner, and then you start buying stuff. That was fun, you know, like gambling, you know. That was investing for the future, buying and selling and watching it go up, and oh, yeah, and it goes down, oh, no. You know, and it's like a drilling thing going on. And they control the stock market perfectly. They can make it go up any time they want, make it come down wherever they want it, just like they adjust the market, a dial. That's an absolute fact. All depressions, recessions, inflationary periods are perfectly controlled, Harvard professor. When y'all gonna wake up, boy, up there? But the point is, here's my main point. That's investment on a short term every single time, because when you die, it no longer matters. Oops, boy, I threw that at you, didn't I? When you're gone, your investments mean squat. Now, it might mean something for family members, I suppose, if you got something left. But if it all fails, you're in big trouble, too. You don't believe me? Ask them in 1929, 1933. Then tell me they don't. In any case, you're at their mercy. That's still not it. So you've invested for a future. But I found out this family member, my dad, the stepdad, whatever, had invested even more, though, in something more important toward the middle of 2000. He'd accepted Jesus as his Savior. Now that is an eternal investment. That's the most important thing. That's what I talked about. Was eternal investment. Because when you die, you don't. Your body goes to sleep, cremated or head cut off or put in a casket or what. It all goes to dust no matter what. It don't matter. Cremation, for example, is nothing but accelerated decomposition of the body. That's all it is. You know, there you go. But the second you die, when your last breath is taken, man, that soul right then, right there, the Vatican's full of baloney. Right then and right there, that body, that soul, at that moment it stops breathing, goes to heaven or it goes to hell. The body stays put. And then it starts decomposing. It gets buried, gets cremated, whatever. But when the end comes, and that time the trumpet blows, That body, no matter cremated, decomposed, it don't matter whether you died 300 years ago, it's going to be decomposed in dust, right? Yeah. It will be brought back together by God. And it will be judged, or it will go through the reward system of judgment seat of Christ. That's what's going to happen. They'll enter the millennium reign. And those that were rejected Jesus Christ, those that rejected Jesus, will still be in hell until the great white throne judgment at the end of the 1,000 years. Then their body brought back with the soul. It's in a permanent state. And will be judged according to their good works then. But the better seat in hell is the worst place you ever want to be. I've told you what's going to happen according to Scripture. The New Age is a bunch of baloney. It's trash. Emerging church. I'm getting into religion now. But family, all this is connected together, is my point. Every bit of it's connected. So you say, well, you're talking about cigarette smoking, you're talking about HIV. Family, these are ways of trying to kill people off so their soul will go to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying now? I can't get no plainer than that. The smoking, the drugs, the deterioration of the immune system, the chemtrails. All these are not just separate points and fear discussion. These are part and parcel of the round table's discussion how to kill you off. So when you die, where's your internal investment? That's the point. That's the bottom line of all my broadcasts, is to talk about how they're doing it so you see what to stay away from or to pray against or to help your children to deal with and so forth. Well, I'm going to jump into something here. June the 20th, that's today. June the 20th is special. And tomorrow. You see, June the 21st, now I told you already that this is a supernatural war that we're involved in. It's a supernatural event. Satan, fallen angels, they are real, family. And they communicate with your governments worldwide. They're the ones that brought these plans to mankind, to the secret societies. Now you see the connection? It's all connected. Not about religion. It's about the reality of this universe. Well, it talks about physics, quantum physics, and chemistry, biology, alchemy, different dimensions. They open portals up during certain times of the month, certain times of the year, certain times during the 100 years, certain places, by ritualistic sacrifice, murder. That release of life force has an effect on the natural physics of the area, of the individual. The life force opens up portals, but only certain times. Okay, that being said, very, very simply, very fundamentally, June 21st and June 22nd is one of those times. At every change of season is power, energy, refocus. The summer solstice holiday is celebrated. And don't use celebration as something good. It's not. It's ritualistic murder of children and other sacrificial animals and so forth in the most evil rituals you can only imagine. And your government officials, your high-level military CEOs throughout the world are involved in this. This is a reality. This is their main focus. Well, in the northern hemisphere, between June 20th and June 22nd, the sun reaches what they call the highest position in the sky, and the festivals, which are mostly evil beyond words, celebrating the fertility of the sun god, occur here of Ra. The month of June is a traditional month for weddings because the metaphor draw between fertility of planting and harvesting crops in the summer and marriage. So pagans, they believe in the sexual union of the god and goddess at May Day, Beltran, May the 1st. May the 1st was the day that Adam Weishaupt completed the World Revolutionary Plan, was May the 1st, 1776. The maypole is representative of the sexual union of the god and DNA and so forth. You got it? Shall I talk about Valentine's Day? Uh-huh. The importance of observing this means couples could not compete with the gods and would delay their weddings until June. So the pagan holiday of Litha on June 21st, tomorrow, is one of the nights that supposed human sacrifices are needed worldwide. Watch your children, don't let them out of your sight. I pray against these sacrifices, these rituals, and it goes to the highest level of government. Wesak festivals. Bohemian Grove. Now you got it? How high this really goes. Your Italian, your German Illuminati families worship Lucifer. I don't believe in Lucifer. Don't care whether you do or not. They do, and they control you. They control me. Really? Do you smoke cigarettes? Oops. Did your daughter get an HPV vaccine? Oops. Uh-oh. Do you drink Coca-Cola? Reynolds Tobacco. Reynolds family is Illuminati. DuPont. Reynolds. Now you got it. Some claim the feast of St. John the Baptist, and it's certainly not our St. John, it's in the Bible, celebrated on June 24th. It's celebrated by the Freemasons. So it kind of begs the question, why? Because the Freemasons don't officially subscribe to religion, but Freemasonry is a religion of Lucifer, confirmed by Adam, by Pike. They celebrate both June 24th feast and December 27th feast. Both are midsummer's night dream. Both, you see, both are midsummer and midwinter points. They're astrologically connected to human sacrifice. They like to think of John the Baptist, which he wasn't, but they like to think that John the Baptist was regarded as a patron of the stonemasons in Europe, and he was not. They can think it all they want, but be a lie. The day of the feast for midsummer and midwinter were established to ease the transition from pagan worship to Christianity. For those that rejected pagan worship before 325 AD, they brought a pagan in by the name of Constantine, who formed Christianity. See, Christianity is not about Jesus Christ. Christianity was controlled by the Vatican. Jesuits. Now you get it? First, they were called the Alumbrados in Spain. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. Don't call them the Dark Ages for nothing. Family, I've said this many times for my 4 years, 3 years, I've lost track of broadcasting. I don't keep track of all that. I just do one day at a time. I plan ahead. And I don't go back and say, well, I've done this many, I've saved so many, and I've done, I don't keep track of that. I go where the Holy Spirit tells me to go. But all this time, I've been saying, that Christianity was created to hide Jesus. The Vatican was created to hide Jesus Christ. To put the Word of God in Latin, which is Satan's language, by the way. Don't they use Latin in medical terms and pharmacy and all that? Yeah. Pharmakia, pharmacy. Pharmakia is root word for pharmacy. Pharmakia is Greek for, guess what? Sorcery. That's what it means, man. But I've always said, here comes my point, is when you were born, you're born on this earth, of course, you came into a hot LZ landing zone. This is enemy territory of which you landed in the physical form. This universe is not physical. This universe is supernatural. The physical realm is temporary. Trial and test. Boot camp for heaven. Failure for hell. Don't matter what you believe. This is a reality of what's going on. Satan keeps us all tied up in our lusts. All of us. All of us. Until you finally come to the realization of what's really going on. They create the wars to keep us fighting. They create the wars to siphon off, to take in human energy. Can you imagine the sacrifice of the Japanese in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, brought on by the Jesuits, ordered Truman. They were surrendering already. They lied, said they would not surrender. That's a historical lie. Pearl Harbor was planned by FDR and Churchill in 1923 to 28. You hear what I said? I didn't make a mistake. That's correct. On my website, watchmeforjesus.com, I've got a timeline there. And the timeline goes back to 1776, 1760, thereabouts. It's 200 pages to, late 1990s, some up to date, and everything in between. And you'll find March the 4th, 1939, by that date you can search for it, a speech by FDR that's just horrifying. The real FDR. I give you a reference for it. I'm not going to read it today. I normally do, but not today. So what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to wake you up to the facts of how this is really operating in Europe, in America, Scandinavia, Africa, China, Russia. It don't make any difference. Because we're all under this Luciferian agenda and conspiracy until the day that Jesus Christ puts his foot on the Mount of Olives, physically comes down, and takes over Jerusalem, just as he said he would. And he will. They're trying to figure out when that's going to be. They're trying to figure out a way to control God's creation against him. Well, actually, I mentioned this before. Now it's out. I don't want to say I told you so, but told you so. Article came out just recently. Where is that article? Probably should add an article, but before I told you so, but I didn't. About them trapping meteorites, DARPA. Yeah, can you imagine? I don't know how they're going to do it. It's listed here how they are, but I'm not going to read it to you. But they've got an article out now how they're going to trap, control meteorites going through the sky. So if they can trap and control meteorites by using technology, they figure that God's weapons is just that. They control the weather through HAARP. Oh, they stopped HAARP. No, they didn't. You believe that? I got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you. They didn't stop no HAARP. They got like 13 plus HAARPs throughout the United States, the world. So an article came out about trapping meteorites. They control the weather, earthquakes, tornadoes, drought, all of it. Control through technology. So the point is, they think that they're going to, in the end times events, they will control God's creation against him. Now, how stupid is that? Man, that's got to be dumb. The biggest, this is the highest level that I'm telling you what they're doing. Article came out, as I've told you all before again, how they're going to use the cartel, gangs, stalking, extortion in cities. article came out past couple of days. New World Order, cartel, gang stalking, extortion coming to your neighborhood, unquote. When that happens on a nationwide basis, people are going to want martial law. You will agree to give up your rights in order to have protection. And part of that giving up your rights is to turn in weapons. Rescue. We can't do it with weapons. We can't help you all with martial law. What they're going to say. So you got to turn in weapons. So they have neighbor telling on neighbor because of fear. Once they get the weapons, then they'll launch in and they will double cross the street gangs. They will start killing them. See, they're going to use the cartels. Now, will it be after a financial reset? I don't know. Disclosure, some weapon going off, destroying the city? I don't know. But you'll know when it happens. You want some evidence about how they're going to take away rights to give you rights?
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, good. He grabbed the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, being a former Marine, I never did get along with liberals. However, I have to agree with these. I learned the truth. Now, that's recent. It's all true. But 1933, check this out.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A congressional committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests and reigning oligarchs of our system. So capitalism and its principal protagonists and players, corporate CEOs, have been accorded unusual power and access. This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
Now, that was 1933-34 is when the admission was made, or the whistleblowing of General Butler. 6 years, maybe five or six years after that court testimony by Butler that you just heard, his actual words, that was him. 6 years after that, on March the 4th, 1939, FDR, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees as witnesses, and one of those witnesses was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, who copied down, word for word, FDR is, quote, behind closed doors, meant to be secret, released to William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America. You can read it. 1955, he gave it to him around 1950s, after FDR was dead. Well, in 1939, 6 years after the planned military coup of the U.S. government by the capitalists, if you want to call them that, FDR said the following in front of three congressional committees, the real FDR. I quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people, that was the Illuminati, European Illuminati, European Illuminati, ahead of all instruments. Instruments were the American people. All of them. I've had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with the American people. As far as a democracy is concerned, it does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. Infest, listen now carefully. He's going to infest America with all the aliens possible. Sound familiar? And in the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal, stimulus plan, War Powers Act, is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. FDR. That's slam dunk. They planned Pearl Harbor in 1920, his family. This is a Luciferian agenda. Y'all better wake up. I'm giving you facts. You know, in 1841, 100 years before FDR said this, one of his relatives, an ancestral cousin, yeah, buddy, Clinton Roosevelt, he published in America, 100 years, a century before this quote, he published in America The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law. I'll say it again, and I got a copy of it. The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Laws. And this was nothing more than a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt of Frankfurt University in Germany. The renegade Jesuit priest. He arranged for the agents of the Illuminati to infiltrate in the French Freemasons in 1776. So the secret power directed the world revolutionary movement that we're in today. And the conspiracy of Satan at that time would use Freemasonry to further their secret plans and ambitions. And do you know that this conspiracy proved the continuity conspiracy, long-range plans, the New Deal, NRA, all that. 1841 to 1945 required two world wars and two Russian revolutions and the Civil War. and see what's really going on? And do you know that Clinton Roosevelt and Manzini passed this document on to Karl Marx and Hengel? And all they did was plagiarize this article, this document, and they called it the Communist Manifesto, 1848. That's where it came from, was Clinton Roosevelt and Manzini, all the way back to Weishaupt. And we living with it today. That's where you get 1950, 1960, the fake Cold War in 1960, the fake Reagan lied when he said, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. See, communism was used as another fake enemy by the Illuminati. Gorbachev didn't tear down no stupid wall. He tore down a wall, but communism continued on as it did since 1776. Well, I'm not done. Got 10 minutes to go. Watch this. Sound a little familiar? About the continuity of government.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrica as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrica was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrica, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Now, that's 1980s. Guess what? 1972 to 1974, about 10 years before, no, yeah, 10 years before that, Richard Nixon planned a military coup also with General Cushman of the Marine Corps to bring 10,000 Marines to surround D.C. They were going to kill Spiro Agnew in September 1973 at the Republican Convention in San Diego. I got evidence on that, and I got testimony. Did you know that Nixon, in February the 12th, 1972, had submitted Executive Order 11647 that completely destroyed the United States as a country, divided the United States into 10 regions with 5 states each, to be handled by one governor and one UN regional administrator in 1972-73. Do you know he also signed for the following year Executive Order 11731 and to control all the government offices? Executive Order 11495. Oh, yeah. When he's getting ready to conduct a military coup of the U.S. government, I found an article confirming a military coup in United Press International article dated August 27th, 1974. I got the article right here in front of me. Don't tell me no. Did you know that ever since 1782, that Executive Order 11647, February the 10th, 1972, Executive Order 11731, July 23rd, 1973. Did you know that when his military coup didn't go as planned, they had to get rid of it, rescinded it in 1978, that they moved that same exact cotton-picking plan into FEMA? Thank you, Jimmy Carter and Reagan and Milhouse Nixon. Traitors, every doggone one of them, working for the Illuminati and the Freemasons. Did you know that North is a Knights of Malta? Did you know that Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta? That Jerry Boykin is a Knights of Malta? Grand Chancellor he is. Are y'all getting the point here now? I've slam dunked you tonight with evidence. And hopefully they'll know it. They'll hear it because they'll know where they are themselves against God. Going to church will not do a thing for any of them. We're coming to the end of the program today, and then Monday I'm going to hit the ground running again. Being that I had a little bit of delay, that means I got to hit it harder next week. The CFR control, the State Department, would ensure the U.S. membership, the United Nations, following the wars. In fact, the Council of Foreign Relations would act as, through the State Department to establish the United Nations. And you'll find details were revealed in 1969 during a debate between Lieutenant Colonel Archibald Roberts and Congressman Richard L. Artinger, Director of the United States Committee in the United Nations. They're setting it all up. Colonel Roberts testified, and I quote, "The United Nations was spawned 2 weeks after Pearl Harbor in the office of Secretary of State Cordell Hull. In a letter of the President, Franklin D. Roosevelt, dated 22 December 1941, Secretary Hull, at the direction of faceless sponsors, recommended the founding of a presidential advisory committee on post-war foreign policy. The post-war foreign policy committee was, in fact, the planning commission for the United Nations and its charter." You know, he went on to testify that the people made up the committee, besides Secretary of State Hull, it included State Department advisors, staff members, CFR officials, leaders in education, media, foreign policy research. Nazis were brought over in 1946. John Foster Dulles, Nelson Rockefeller, Alger Hiss. Family been setting it up ever since. I believe that the Rockefeller family has been targeted now by the European Illuminati. They formed the Bilderberg Group. I'm going to talk about the UN more next week and how they're the attack on the family, how it all works into place. There's not enough space to demonstrate the United Nations was created by their national bankers and leaders in the CFR for the sole purpose of pushing the United States into their new world order. They know that only after America surrenders our sovereignty will the world be ripe for the picking, as they've tried over and over and over to accomplish, as I've proven today. And we'll again next week. And you have Russians, Chinese already here. So when they tell us about World War III between Russia and China and all that, is the biggest bunch of baloney there ever was. They're lying in your news. They're lying on a lot of programs and stuff. There's no World War III. It's all made up. Well, it may happen. Sure, it may happen. Won't be World War III. The real World War III, which will wipe out three quarters, or at least one quarter of the world population, will be between Islam and political Zionism, and countries on either side will fight to complete exhaustion. And that will bring in the New World Order. That's yet to happen. That's way down the road. You got a coming conflict between China and the United States. Really? then how come they own 258 foreign trade zones inside the United States, which is sovereign Chinese territory? Something kind of stupid going on here. How come Ron Paul hadn't talked about it, and other people along his line, that the Chinese own sovereign territory in America, called foreign trade zones, and yet we have conflict? Something is really stupid and absurd, totally absurd. Almost insulting that they think we're that stupid not to see this. Almost a parody. It's almost a joke. We got World War III coming, and here we've allowed China to own that property in America. Clinton, ChinaGate, 1993, allowed them to take over Long Beach Naval Base. Carter, leaving a vacuum in the Panama Canal so they could move in to Panama Canal to move and set up bases in Mexico. Family, these people are full of baloney. Always have been, all of them. Bill Clinton, Pat Buchanan, they're also Knights of Malta. Y'all getting some kind of hint here about Knights of Malta by chance? If you don't, you better learn who Watson is and take a little bit of a lesson. I got to go. I'll be back Monday. I got Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9. And when we get ready to talk, I'm going to hit the ground running again, man, as hard as I can go. I'll let y'all know that we are also broadcasted that he does us a favor, highpointradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. Highportradio.net, www.highportradio.net. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. I got archives there, and I hit the ground running every single one of them. And I got some studies there, a few. I keep it simple. Family, get the word out. The truth is not being told to you on the highest level. It's time to know what you're really up against. Yes, I'm back, and I will continue. Well, family, y'all have a good weekend, and know something. Don't let them put fear in you, man. They've lost this already. You understand this? They've lost this war. But their arrests are nothing. They've lost it on the cross of Calvary. Those tribulations are coming, no matter what this Yeshua, Sananda Manuel, your Antichrist, false prophet, call him what you want. We'll talk about that next week, too. Tells you, Jesus Christ is not any of those. He's real. And he's coming back. But that will be after the tribulation period. It will come. Whose side are you going to be on? You better think about it. Now, I'm going to talk about some news next Monday that I haven't talked about. You need to know. Analysis of the news that I've been putting off, but we need to talk about it. And then we'll get into the UN next week and the alien agenda, which I'll destroy, and other future events that's coming. So family, look to the heavens, look to Jesus. And the King James Bible is the full Word of God, not the fake NIV, New American Standard, none of those Bible, none of them. Not worth Douay Rheims, none of them are worth 2 cents. The King James, the only true Word of God, and there's not one theologian could prove otherwise, not even one. Family, y'all have a great weekend. Stand up for Jesus, because that's the bottom line of everything I've talked about today and every broadcast I have talked or will talk about, because that is the real. Is Jesus Christ. Y'all have a great weekend. Good night. And this is The Watchman. I'm signing off. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky.
my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.